Chapter 13.
I see it, R2. I see it, Luke soothed. Let me worry about the Star Destroyer. You just keep trying to find a way through that jamming. The little droid warbled a nervous-sounding acknowledgement and got back to work. Ahead, the Millennium Falcon had pulled out of its landing approach and was swinging back on what looked like an intercept course for the approaching ship. Hoping Han knew what he was doing, Luke keyed the X-Wing for attack status and followed. Leia, he called silently. Her response contained no words, but the anger and frustration and quiet fear came through all too clearly. Hang on, I'm with you, he told her, putting as much reassurance and confidence into the thought as he could. A confidence which, he had to admit, he didn't particularly feel. The Star Destroyer itself didn't worry him. If Lando's descriptions of the sunlight's intensity were right, the big ship itself was probably helpless by now, its sensors and maybe even a fair amount of its armament vaporized right off its hull. But the TIE fighters, protected in its hangars, weren't so handicapped. And as soon as the ship reached Niklon's shadow, those fighters would be free to launch. Abruptly, the static cleared.
Luke!
I'm here, Luke confirmed. What's the plan?
I was hoping you'd have one,
the other said dryly.
Looks like we're a little outnumbered here.
Does Lando have any fighters?
He's scrambling what he's got, but he's gonna keep them close to protect the complex. I get the feeling the crews aren't all that experienced.
Looks like we're the attack front then, Luke said. A stray memory flicked through his mind. Walking into Jabba's palace on Tatooine 5 years ago, using the Force to befuddle the Gamorrean guards. Let's try this, he told Han. I'll run ahead of you, try to confuse or slow down their reflexes as much as I can. You follow right behind me and take them out.
Sounds as good as we're going to get,
Han grunted.
Stay close to the ground. With luck, we'll be able to run some of them into those low ridges.
But don't get too low, Leia warned. Remember that you're not going to be able to concentrate very much on your flying.
I can handle both, Luke assured her, giving the instruments one last scan. His first space combat as a full Jedi. Distantly, he wondered if this was how the Jedi of the Old Republic had handled such battles, or even if they'd fought like this at all.
Here they come,
Han announced.
Out of the hangar and on their way. Looks like probably one squadron. Overconfident.
Maybe. Luke frowned at his tactical scope. What are those other ships with them?
I don't know,
Han said slowly.
They're pretty big, though. Could be troop carriers.
Let's hope not. If this is a full-scale invasion and not just another hit and fade like at Bipfash, you'd better warn Lando.
Leia's on it. You ready?
Luke took a deep breath. The TIE fighters had formed into 3 4-ship groups now, sweeping directly toward them. I'm ready, he said.
Okay, let's do it.